Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently residing in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something you're in need of in your life, then you've come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, and crazy stories from my own career choices. You will also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversation continues after the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the hashtag TheHappyWorkaholic. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, KellyanneGorman.com, and sign up to receive my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. Today's episode, I want to talk about two things that are really important to me in both business and personal. And whether you're listening to the Happy Workaholic podcast for business tips or luxury travel information, or you're following my health journey, or just some lifestyle blogging ideas, which I'm actually going to be getting more into. And I'm not sure if you can hear that right now, but Las Vegas is about to get a huge storm, so I'm staying clear of the windows as we speak. Anyway, before I dive into today's topics, I want to thank each and every one of you. I recorded two podcasts last weekend. One was about how to sell on eBay because I just opened my first eBay store. So I wanted to share my tips and tricks that I learned to hopefully help others on their journey if they're about to do the same thing. And also I did another podcast about how to prepare for chemo. So I started my chemotherapy this past week. It was Wednesday. So right now my side effects and Just really exhausted is like my main one right now. I'm having a little bit trouble sleeping, but it's not, I thought it would be worse than it is. So I'm very grateful, but I'm more grateful for each and every one of you that has actually reached out to me and sent me messages and text me and email me and are responding to all my Instagram stories, which is where I'm posting a lot of more like behind the scenes, because I just feel like I don't really want that on my feed. I spent a lot of time creating images for my Instagram feed, so I just like all that to be kind of like behind the scenes and located in my Instagram stories. So if you ever want to follow me, you can find me on Instagram at KKinVegas. And I actually just updated a bunch of links that are in my bio. So if you click the link in my bio, it'll bring you to, I have more than 10 links that are all clickable to bring you to other things that I'm working on, which I'm super excited about. But the response that I've been getting in regards to starting my chemo, and I had to get a port installed, which was so scary, but I made it through. And thank God, because I'm watching everybody in chemo dealing with their IVs and their veins, and I didn't have to go through that. So the torture of before, during, and after having to get a port for my chemo was actually well worth it. I'm extremely bruised from it. The soreness is going away, but it's definitely going to make this road of chemo a lot easier for me. So I'm thankful that I was able to get that done. But like I said, the two podcasts, if you haven't listened to them, that I did over the weekend were about how to sell on eBay and how to prepare for chemo. And just to recap, like, thank you so much for everybody that has reached out to me. And that's actually what has inspired part of today's podcast, because it means so much in your business and in your personal life when you have a community that you can be a part of, as well as a service that you can provide, or a service that you're going to be able to receive from someone else. So I kind of wanted to dive into those two subjects now. As far as your business, being a part of a community, there's power in numbers. And if you're able to brainstorm ideas and pitches and jobs and different social media platforms and just ask questions and get answers from other professionals that are either in like-minded careers or just have been in business for a while, it makes you feel so much better and at ease with your business, just knowing that you have that safe place, that you have a, you know, everybody talks about like find your tribe and be a part of a community. And it really is true. And in your business, you want to be able to go to that safe place and talk about numbers and platforms and, you know, throw ideas back and forth and know that they're not going to be stolen from you or, you know, oh, the rain's starting. It's starting to pour in Vegas. You're going to hear it in a minute. I totally should have recorded this earlier. But anyway, this is my life, and that's why you're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. So as far as being a part of a community for business, it's just so important because it will put your mind at ease, but it will actually help elevate you and your brand because you have that platform and that community to be a part of. And Facebook groups, I think, is my number one right now, as well as Instagram. But being part of Facebook groups, whether it's for business or for personal reasons or ones that I've created, like for the Just For Us community, it really helps get a message out, a positive message. And it doesn't even matter what it's about. It just really helps. This rain is like insane right now. And then as far as in your personal life, community is so important. I'm going to give you a huge example right now. As far as myself going through my chemotherapy and having an extremely rare autoimmune disease, NMO, I'm part of a couple Facebook groups which are filled with patients that have the same disease. So in the beginning, I've gone through waves. In the beginning, I was hesitant. I wasn't sure if I wanted to know more about the disease from others that are going through it. Honestly, I think I was scared and it was like a big reality check. And then once I got to that safe place for me mentally and physically, I felt so much better and I was able to communicate better with myself and others because I was in a better place personally. So being part of a community, just for example, again, like I said, going through chemo this week, I was able to ask questions about the specific chemo that I'm going through and get the answers and side effects. And I've had about 100 people reach out to me that are NMO patients like myself, like helping me, guiding me through the first week. And I'm trying to be that person for the next because you just need to form an alliance in a community, especially when you're sick, whether you have an autoimmune disease or anything else. It just makes you feel so much better knowing that there's others out there that are going through the same thing as you. It might be totally different, just like with side effects and everything else associated with what you're going through. You still have that middleman, which is either your disease or whatever you're going through, whether it's a divorce or a health issue, it's definitely going to help keep you grounded and make you feel more at ease. It's definitely helped me like 250%. As far as service goes, service is so important in your business. And it's so amazing when you actually receive great service in your personal life as well. And because I pride myself on providing the best service possible in my business, I really appreciate when I get it in return. So, for example, having amazing nurses through my chemotherapy, it is like legit healing right now. It's insane. Oh my God. I'm going to have to post some videos of this in a minute on my Instagram stories. Craziness. But like I was saying, I received the best service from these nurses. I was at my chemo for about 9 hours. You want to start it off really slow so that you minimize your side effects. And it is the first time, so you never know how your body's going to react. But then on a business standpoint, for example, on my eBay store, I pride myself on service no matter what I do. And my eBay store that's Luxury Goods from Kelly, in my bio, like I said on the last podcast, how to sell on eBay, it clearly says that I'm selling pieces of things that I've collected over the years and things that have meaning, and I'm just looking for them to have a new home because it's time in my life that they move on to the next owner. And they really have a meaning, and I just want that person to appreciate them and know that I care. I'm not just flipping products and selling. You know, I've taken weeks putting this eBay store together, and I'm not thrifting. I'm not going into stores. It's literally just things that I've had for over the last 10 years of traveling that I'm looking to sell to somebody and get it into their hands for them to enjoy next. So one of the things that I did that I mentioned before on my How to Sell on eBay podcast last weekend was thank you notes. There's just something so special about receiving a handwritten note. So I made sure my first sale happened this week. I sold a pair of Chanel sunglasses and I made sure they were spotless and clean. And I sent so many close-up images of like a couple little scratches, but they were honestly my best pair that I had. And I made sure that I wrote the purchaser a really nice thank you card. I put it in a cute little gift bag. I sent it out on time. And in my thank you cards, I just ask them nicely if they wouldn't mind to write me a review, because that is what a lot of purchasers look for, is your reviews and what people have to say about your store. And I literally just opened mine last weekend. So I got my first review and it said perfect. It said excellent. So it just goes to show you, by doing something like this in your business and personal, this is more of like a side project that I'm doing, but it is, you know, kind of like a business because I am selling. But when you take that extra time and you make those special little moments count for someone, they really do appreciate it. And I know, because I checked the tracking number, that they received that package this morning, and immediately she went on and wrote that for me. So I was so appreciative, and it's just the little things that count in life. So community and service are just so important in your business and in your personal life. Those are two takeaways that I hope that you'll get from this show today. And like I said, if you want to follow any of my links that I'm talking about, you can visit me on my Instagram at KK in Vegas and click the link in my bio, or you can always visit my website, which is KellyanneGorman.com. And I just want to leave you with, can you hear this insane rain? Oh my God, this is going to sound crazy. But now you know I never edit my shows. It's like the real deal. So I want to leave you with one of my favorite acronyms that I actually have on one of my work boards, which is ECHO. And that stands for every contact has better opportunity for better customer service. And that is something that I pride myself on. And every connection you make in business and in your personal life will only help build your business and your brand. Or in your personal life, every contact helps you grow as an individual or a person. And that's really as simple as it can possibly get. So thank you so much for listening today, and I'll talk to you guys soon because it is starting to hail. I think that all this noise is going to pick up, but I hope that you will look in the show notes and leave me a review, and I will talk to you guys all soon. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search under the hashtag #TheHappyWorkaholic. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of my episodes. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always reach me via my website at KellyanneGorman.com. Oh, and while you're there, make sure you sign up to receive my VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered in your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.